This is taken from Birds, Beasts and Relatives by Gerald Durrell. I love this bit because whenever I'm on an escalator on the underground, I remember this and it always makes me smile. Our progress to the tube station was slow, since the puppies circumnavigated any obstacle in their path in different ways, and we had to pause continuously to unwind Aunt Fan from the lampposts, pillar boxes, and occasional passers-by. "Little tinkers," she would exclaim breathlessly after each encounter. "They don't mean any harm." When we finally arrived at the ticket office, Prue had a prolonged and acrimonious argument over the price charged for the Bedlingtons. "But they're only 8 weeks old," she kept protesting. "You don't charge for children under three." Eventually, however, the tickets were purchased, and we made our way to the escalators to face a blast of warm air from the bowels of the earth, which the puppies appeared to find invigorating. Yapping and snarling in a tangle of leads, they forged ahead, dragging Aunt Fan like a massive galleon behind them. It was only when they saw the escalators that they began to have misgivings about what, hitherto, had appeared an exciting adventure. They did not, it seemed, like to stand on things that moved, and they were unanimous in their decision. Before long, we were all wedged in a tight knot at the top of the escalator, struggling with the screaming, hysterical puppies. A queue formed behind us. "It shouldn't be allowed," said a frosty-looking man in a bowler hat. "Dogs shouldn't be allowed on the tube." "I have paid for them," panted Prue. "They have as much right to travel by tube as you have." "Bloody hell," observed another man. "I'm in a hurry. Can't you let me get by?"
"Little tinkers," observed Aunt Fan, laughing. "They're so high-spirited at this age."
Perhaps if we each picked up a puppy," suggested Mother, getting increasingly alarmed by the muttering of the mob. At that moment, Aunt Fan stepped backwards onto the first step of the escalator and slipped and fell in a waterfall of tweeds, dragging the shrieking puppies after her.
"Thank God for that," said the man in the bowler hat. "Perhaps now we can get on."
Prue stood at the top of the escalator and peered down. Aunt Fan had now reached the halfway mark and was finding it impossible to rise owing to the weight of the puppies.
"Mummy, Mummy, are you all right?" screamed Prue.
"I'm sure she is, dear," said Mother soothingly.
"Little tinkers,"
said Aunt Fan faintly as she was carried down the escalator.
"Now that your dogs have gone, madam," said the man in the bowler hat, "would it be possible for us, too, to use the amenities of this station?"
Prue turned, bristling, to do battle, but Margot and Mother grabbed her, and they slid downwards on the staircase towards the heaving heap of tweed and Bedlingtons that was Great Aunt Fan.